This podcast is offered by Jikoji Zen Center on the web at jikoji.org. Our programs are made possible by donations from people like you.
So I believe everyone here has done the reading and contemplation before. If there's someone who hasn't, please raise your hand. All right. Then, okay. Thank you, Susan. So I'll be reading aloud and the from selections from Shantideva's guide to the way of the Bodhisattva. And I encourage people to read aloud along so that with me, you can hear my words, but also hearing your own words, you'll be on mute, is a way that they enter your own whole mind, heart, body. And that's very much encouraged. The words will be on the screen. So then as we'll have a period of silence after that, and as we let them sort of sink in and settle into us. And then I usually begin with repeating a phrase or a word or two or a couple of lines that really wanted to come up for me in this reading this morning. And everyone will do that. So you'll stay mute until you want to say something, and then we can all see your screen lights up. And then each speaker will say something. There'll be a pause. So let that settle in, and then people will keep on saying as occurs to them naturally and as they wish to. And words and phrases can be repeated. Maybe some things are going to stand out for a number of people. So that's all we do then. Then we have another period of silence, and then we can each speak to, there'll be the opportunity to speak to, what we took as the essence of the words and phrases that we remember, which may or may not be the ones, maybe different ones than we've spoken before. So it's not bringing in anything extra or necessarily personal, but just speaking to the essence of the words that Shantideva has given us. So thank you, and I will begin with the reading. Chapter 5, Guarding Alertness. Those who wish to guard their practice should very attentively guard their minds. For those who do not guard their minds will be unable to guard their practice. A crazy, untamed elephant in this world cannot inflict such harm as the sufferings of the deepest hell caused by the rampaging elephant of the mind. However, if the elephant of my mind is firmly bound on all sides by the rope of mindfulness, all fears will cease to exist, and all virtues will come into my hand. The able one says that all hallucinations come only from a negative mind. Thus, there is nothing to fear within the three worlds that has not come from the mind. The completion of the perfection of giving is said to be the thought of wishing to give everything to all living beings, together with the merit that results from that giving. Therefore, it depends only on mind. It is not possible to subdue unruly beings who are as extensive as space, but simply destroying the mind of anger is the same as overcoming all these foes. In the same way, it is not possible to control all external events, but if I simply control my mind, what need is there to control other things? The defining characteristics of guarding alertness is to examine again and again the state of our body, speech, and mind, and to understand whether our actions are correct or not. Reading from chapter 6, relying upon patience. There is no evil greater than anger, and no virtue greater than patience. Therefore, I should strive in various ways to become familiar with the practice of patience. Though through having to do what I do not want to do, or being prevented from doing what I want to do, I develop mental unhappiness, which becomes the fuel that causes anger to grow and destroy them, me. If something can be remedied, why be unhappy about it? And if there is no remedy for it, there is still no point in being unhappy. I do not become angry when the cause of suffering is something inanimate, such as sickness. So why become angry with animate causes? For they too are all controlled by other conditions. People do not think, I will get angry. They just get angry. And anger does not think, I will arise. It just arises. All the shortcomings there are, and all the various non-virtues, arise through the force of other conditions. They do not govern themselves. Why, by getting angry, do we throw away our merit, the faith others have in us, and our other good qualities? Would it not be better to get angry with anger itself? For it brings no benefit to us or to others. My enemy is the cause of my accumulating the merit of patience, because without him, there is no patience to practice, whereas with him, there is. So how does he obstruct my virtuous practice? There is nothing to fear within the three worlds that does not come from the mind.
There is no evil greater than anger, and no virtue greater than patience.
The defining characteristic of guarding alertness is to examine again and again.
It is not possible to subdue unruly beings.
The completion of the perfection of giving is said to be the thought wishing to give everything to all living beings.
Because without him, there is no patience to practice, whereas with him, there is.
People do not think, I will get angry. They just get angry. And anger does not think, I will arise. It just arises.
If I control my mind, what need is there to control other things?
The perfection of giving is the wish to give everything to all sentient beings, as well to give the merit that comes from that wishing to all.
So why become angry with animate causes, for they too are controlled by other conditions?
There is nothing to fear in the three worlds that has not come from my mind.
If something can be remedied, why worry about it? If something cannot be remedied, why worry about it?
Why throw away my merit, the faith that others have in me, and my other good qualities?
There is indeed no virtue that the Buddha's offspring should not learn. To one with mastery therein, there is no action destitute of merit.
Through by having to do what I do not want to do and being prevented from doing what I want to do, I develop mental unhappiness, which becomes the fuel that increases my anger, which destroys me.
The able one says that all hallucinations come only from a negative mind. Thus, there is nothing to fear within the three worlds that has not come from the mind.
However, if the elephant of my mind is firmly bound or subdued with comfort and compassion and understanding.
Directly then, or indirectly, all you do must be for others' sake, and solely for their welfare, dedicate your actions for the gaining of enlightenment.
The completion of the perfection of giving is said to be the thought wishing to give everything to all living beings, together with the merit that results from that giving. Therefore, it depends only on mind.
Now, if you wish to express in your own words what the essence of these words from Shantideva mean for you and your mind, please, we have time to do so. All beings wish to be happy and free from suffering. Why should not my wish align with their wish?
On Sunday, I was moving a large, heavy log, and my two granddaughters were nearby. And the little one didn't move to get out of the way. And her sister threw herself in front of the younger one with her arms outstretched as if she could protect her sister from the falling log. And this morning when I read the part about giving to all, the idea popped into my mind that I would have to also be willing to give my life. And then the picture of Charlie protecting Mitzi so spontaneously quickly followed.
Anger doesn't arise because I have the thought to anger. It just arises. Virtue doesn't arise because I have the thought of virtue. It just arises.
I'm just really grateful that Shantideva addresses anger so directly, so clearly, how it destroys ourselves. And I'm also grateful this message comes to me on my dad's birthday. And it's good to remember, all the crazy conditions that dads of the 50s were subjected to.
I just want to say, this is my dad's fourth day of his death. And I took your message to Karin.
To be well is to understand deeply the state of my body, speech, and mind, and whether my actions are therefore correct.
Knowing we are more than causes and conditions, our well-wishing, Shantideva reminds us, can be vast.
And in perfect being, I feel honored to be in the presence of other imperfect beings aspiring to bodhicitta.
I like the very last verse of that second chapter about your enemy being helping you build a virtue of patience. Without that, you wouldn't have a source of patience. But I just think that, you know, anger arises sometimes faster than you can raise your patience. And so that's a practice. That's a practice that you have to do.
Thank you all. And now we can chant our vows and then move into outdoor kinhin, which I hope you all can enjoy today.
Thank you for listening to this podcast offered by Jokoji Zen Center. Our Dharma talks are offered free of charge, and this is made possible by the donations we receive. Your support helps us to continue to offer the Dharma. For more information about Jokoji, please visit us on the web at jokoji.org.